Hey there, and welcome to the Rock Reavers podcast. Here we're all about believing and proclaiming the word. We're totally given to true worship and obedient in taking the gospel to the nations through missions. Thank you so much for tuning in. We hope that you'll be blessed by this message.
Isaiah, bow your head, give Jesus the best praise you've got. The best praise you can master, celebrate him. Father, we honor you and bless you. We thank you for the awesomeness of your presence. We have come to Zion. We have come to the city of the living God. We have come to the commonwealth. Ah, my God, Lord, I thank you because this is a moment you're distributing blessings, blessings, blessings. And I pray that none of us will miss their portion. Lord, speak to us in a language every one of us can be able to understand. As you speak to us communally, speak to us individually. I pray that your voice shall be clear to this house. I pray that you use me today to be able to declare your very oracles. Use my mind, use my mouth, use this body, these faculties of clay. Display your majesty and your power. Pursue after your word today. Let there be signs, wonders, and miracles. Because faithful is you that has promised, and faithful is you that will be able to make it good. We honor you. We bless you. Touch my tongue with a call of fire to speak a word in season to everyone that is weary, Jehovah God. From this pulpit to the door, everyone is thirsty for a move of God. We honor you and we bless you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And I have a custom of reading scriptures while people are standing. Yes, sir. Praise God. Because if we can stand when Manu is playing Arsenal, we are not saying anything. Take me to the book of Romans chapter 12 verse 1 to 3. You read scriptures loudly here? And people here can speak in other tongues. Gapala Fadashia. My God, this is not a religious meeting. The man standing before you hates religion with passion. I have more hatred for religion than for Satan, because the problem is not Satan. Jesus dealt with him. I beseech you therefore, brethren. I'm looking for my screen. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, only acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Verse 2. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye metamorphosed by the renewing of your mind, that you do what? You may prove what is that good, acceptable, and perfect will of God for your life. Leave it there. Let us go to Ephesians 4, verse 23. Oh, glorious God. Are you there, Ephesians 4, 23? Shout it. And be renewed in the spirit of your mind. And finally, that scripture, because it's a custom, I read three scriptures. Let us go to the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 2 from verse 9. God punish the devil. But as it is written, eye has not seen, no heard, neither have entered into the heart of man, the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. Verse 10. But God has revealed them to us. For the Spirit searches what? How many things? How many things of God? All things, yes. Verse 11. For what man knoweth the things of a man, say the spirit of man which is in him? Even so, the things of God knoweth no man, but the spirit of God. But now, When? Now we have received. Not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God, that we might, underline might, know the things that are freely given to us of God. Verse 13. Which things we also speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual things. Verse 14. But the natural man receives not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. Verse 15. But he that is spiritual judges all things, yet he himself is judged of no man. And finally, 16, you shout it. Shout, I have the mind of Christ. Shout, I have the mind of Christ. Shout, I have a responsibility to renew my mind. And you can sit in heavenly places. Let me work this thing. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. This is going to be every time I preach, I tell people, please, I am done with religion. Wear your brains to church. Wear your brains to church. The deception in the house of God is a product of religion, ignorance, and pathetic irresponsibility. Oh my gosh, Shabahalia. So tell your neighbor, wear your brains. In fact, tell your neighbor, switch your brains on. In the order of creation, if a baby is going to be born normally, normal birth, and Doc can prove this if he's been in the books, a normal birth, the baby is born head first. Otherwise, it's a breach of divine protocol, that if you're going to come to the planet Earth, you come head first. And once you enter here, you must speak. Follow me. I'm going somewhere with this. So when when you go to the maternity, I've been there 20 hours one time when we were receiving our firstborn. 20 hours I was in the labor ward. Right? There is no decorum. There is no protocol. There is no mascara. There are no eyelashes. There are no eyeshadows. There are no lipsticks. Nobody cares about your looks. Here we have an agenda. We need to birth out life. And brethren, there are so many games going on in the church, and it makes me wonder what we are pregnant with. Because what you are carrying determines how you conduct yourself. I've never seen a pregnant woman going for a rugby. Because what she's carrying is delicate and cannot be exposed to risk. Praise God. Can I learn this here? My God. Brethren, we don't conceive in company. That's why I know you came to church. You came with your sister, with your brother, you came with your wife, with your husband, but you don't come in the house of the Lord for nobody. You came for yourself. God calls us into a community of believers, but God speaks to us and relates with us as individuals. We serve an individual God. The God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob he would have said, the God of all this.
Shout, I have a personal God. Shout, I have a personal responsibility. So, head first. Then speech second.
I'm going somewhere.
Jesus said, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. The art there does not mean this organ of pumping blood. It's a stalking of your subconscious mind.
Oh, okay. Educator, you are beat. Your mind has two divisions. This is what we call the conscious mind and the subconscious mind, right?
Right now, as I'm speaking right now, you have what we call the conscious mind receiving information. Then your conscious mind, subconscious mind, stores the information. So your conscious mind is a receptor. Your subconscious mind is a reservoir. It reserves what you receive. So if you have no containing power, what is coming to you now will be out of your life the moment we live here. That's why Paul is talking somewhere, I think in Timothy. You would have been teachers by now. But you still need milk. You've been a professor now in the things of the spirit, but you're still in diapers, and God is not responsible. Shout, I am responsible.
I'm not talking to you, I'm talking to your neighbor. So point this way. Say, the problem is not out there. The problem is here.
The Bible says the weapons of our warfare are not carnal but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds and every high thought that exalts itself above the established knowledge of God. So you take thoughts. What are mental strongholds? Mental strongholds are formations that happen after you have embraced a fallacy over some time. Half-truths. Fallacies. Fallacies. People are living carelessly because of fallacies. Once born again, forever born again. Fallacy. Fallacy. That I can do anything. I can get away with it. The grace of God is sufficient. The grace of God is sufficient, but the grace of God has no sponsor carelessness. In fact, the Bible said the grace of God that saves us appeared unto all men. Titus 2:11. Teaching them. Where does teaching happen? Where does teaching happen? Where is a body of knowledge? Say mind. Shout mind. So I told you, mind, we are born head first. Then what must be activated immediately must be what? Speech. In the labor ward, when a baby comes, the doctors, no, they go hold it both feet. If the baby does not cry, those guys don't play, yo. They know the signature you have entered planet Earth is a cry. We don't know you have come among us until there is a voice. That's why I said, don't go anywhere. Go tarry in Jerusalem until you be endued with power from on high. And the Bible says that when the day of Pentecost had fully come, the Holy Ghost came upon. There was a wind. There was what? There was a sound from heaven. Sound first. Then tongues, cloven tongues like a fire appeared on each head. Why is it? The fire did not descend on the heart. Pastor Nina Joroge. Why is it the fire came to the head first? Kings. Shout, I'm a king. Shout, I'm a priest. But kings rule by what? By wisdom. They rule by decrees, which must come from a place of what? Wisdom. But a king with an empty head is no better than a commoner. The moment your mind goes to sleep, we have lost your value. The first time at creation in Genesis, I wish you can get me that scripture, sir, where God brought all the animals for Adam to name them. God created everything and brought everything to Adam so that he can activate his thinking and his speech. Work is not for money. Work is for dominion. 2:19. Slap that scripture there. Pakabala. Brase vahadia. And out of the ground, the Lord God formed every beast of the field, every fowl of the air, brought them unto Adam to see what he will call them. God's first gift to the man without sin was work. What was the purpose for work? To activate his dominion mindset and speech. Because if you think and you don't speak, you can't see. If it is too big for your head, it's too big for your mouth, and it's too big for your hands to handle. If you can't say billion, if your mind cannot process 1 billion, your mouth cannot say it. And if your mouth says it and your mind has never received it, you will never see it. That is the order of creation. You think it, you speak it, you believe it, you behave it, then you become it. This time next year, you're going to be a millionaire. I have bad news for you. God is not a magician. I want to see right now what you're doing with your life, what you're doing with your business, because for you to attract money, you must have a product or a service. Prayer, I did mention prayer. Prayer is not a product, and prayer is not a service. The most poor people are very prayerful. I don't want to be a bearer of bad news. In fact, you will so suffer in prayer because of your foolishness, ignorance, and irresponsibility, that because all cultic movements are begun by prayer warriors. Correct. They pray until they pray out of the will of God into the bush. I hear, I see, until you see and hear the devil. Because every time you hear from God, the instructions of God demand your responsibility of engagement. Abraham, rise up. He heard God. How do we validate he heard God? The following day he packed and he left. But the Pentecostal believer, when God speaks, they pray more. Do you know what they are doing? They are praying away the instruction. Because they don't have the stamina, the mental stamina, and the ability to step out of the prayer closet and action the instruction. Adam, I know you are good. There's no sin around you. You carry the very glory of God. You have my image and my likeness. Can I say also this at Rivers? At creation, we are created in the image and the likeness of God. But at redemption, we are recreated to image God. At creation, Adam is and Eve are created the image and sorry, daughters in Zion, I love you with the love of Jesus. When I say man, you are covered. Because man is a spirit. man has no gender. Spirits have no gender. So man is both female and male. So these are two expressions of the man. Are we together? Are we together? See, I said you switch on your brain. Correct. Correct. So, because it took Adam, the power he got from God, to name Eve. Eve was not named by God. Because Eve did not come from the ground. I'm telling you. Women have never touched dust. I'm telling you. My friend. And they don't do well with dust. Hey! That's why they were not created. They were made. Look at people that were created. Look at them. That's for anybody to have a desire for what is created like this. It's not only diabolic. It is demonic. It is barbaric. It is idiocy. It is lunacy. It is dippy. It's witchcraft. To desire. Look at this. What do you desire here? Tell your neighbor I'm awake. Tell your neighbor I'm helped. And we are trying to bring PR on the pulpit. I was called 28 years ago. And God gave me a clear assignment to combat the spell of ignorance, the spirit of religion, and the deceitfulness of sin. And I discovered that ignorance and religion is what feeds the deceitfulness of sin. So people can stay in the church all their life, and Jesus does not show in them. Still sleeping and eating in a garage, bathing there, does not make you a car. Proximity has never been a guarantee for connectivity. Yes, sir. Just look ahead. I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about them. Those religious people. You are not religious. Tell them, I refuse to be religious. How can God die? How can God love me that much? Die such a painful death. Give me such a precious redemption for me to be living beggarly like this. Say error. Tell your neighbor, I believe in you. Tell another one, Jesus looks good on you. So at creation, Adam is what? After the likeness and the image of God. But we lost it. Image marred. Because the serpent came. Because every time you move away from the place of koinonia, you stray into deception. Oh God. Let me ask you. Adam would have been fellowshipping with a wife. And because he was not available enough and connected effectively to have a balanced, holistic koinonia with his spouse, serpent came. You know it was bad if you can be with someone and they are missing fellowship and the only fellowship they can get is from an animal. And I'm speaking to every man here. You better fellowship with your spouse. Or else one of these days, and it is not a prophecy, a snake will come for fellowship. And you'll be number one victim. Yeah, see the way men are looking at me. Don't be so busy with work that you abdicate your responsibility. Work the garden, but also work on the spouse. Oh God. Oh God. Because if you don't talk to your wife, the serpent will talk. Let me ask you, you know Satan is not stupid, but he's insane. That's why if he knew the quickest way to destroy man was to go to the man, right? But in his knowing, he's not a fool. He knows. This guy was tutored by God himself. So I have no chance. So the only way to get him, I'll look for gaps in his responsibility. So now I can see the wife is lonely. Come on. They are not talking. The man is busy. He has named all the animals, named the wife. Say, please enjoy yourself. I'm busy governing the garden. This garden is called a spot. The place of his presence. I've got work to do. You know, sometimes men, this is how we are wired. Everything to us is a project. And after we have finished the first project, we move to the next. And there are projects that you don't leave fast. You leave slowly. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit of the Lord says to the church. Oh, please, come for the marriage conference. So Adam has no sin. Adam is okay. Adam is in the image of the likeness of God. Adam is so filled with the glory of God. He has no desire for heaven. Because heaven is not a place he wants to go. Heaven is a place, is a dimension he's constantly in. Simply put, heaven was his natural habitat. That's right. It is fallen people and religious people who want to go to heaven. Can I shout here? Let me ask you. Don't you think we have been played? If you were saved for heaven, why are you here? You missed your flight. That's why you are causing problems around. The number one purpose of redemption is not to take us to heaven. It's to bring heaven back on the earth. That if there is a God deficiency in your society, where you live, where you do business, where you live, the problem is not God. The problem is you. So the problem is me. If people are missing God, the problem is you. We blame you for the God deficiencies on the earth. Can I also, because I have to use scripture to consult scripture, to confirm scripture. Romans 8:19 says, creation is groaning. They are groaning. Ooh. Ooh. Even roaches are crying. That's why there are roaches in your house. To remind you constantly how low you fell. And then you want to chase them, they look at you. Yeah, you fell. Manifest on the earth. Then our groaning will stop. You are a son of God. But a son of God must think like his father. That's where I was coming. That's why every time there is something that demands mental engagement, people switch off. Because religion tells you, don't use your mind. Not knowing, anything your mind has not embraced, you will never experience. We think in images. If you have never seen yourself free, living in freedom, outside the harassment of the devil, in charge and in control by the order of recreation, because at redemption you have been recreated to image God, and Jesus has said that you have power to tread over scorpions and serpents and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. When I'm speaking like this, I'm seeing images. That's why I don't struggle to cast out devils. Yes, I see myself above board. Get out! Yes, where? One time, this my brother was shocked. We were somewhere in Rema. There was one demoniac who was harassing everybody. And I'm sitting here looking at this demoniac. And people are saying, come out! Let go! Leave her! My God! Not knowing, Satan has no mercy. So that whether you change from alto to tenor to soprano, now, leave her. Come on.
Leave him.
Hey! Nothing. Power is not a function of voice. Power is a function of knowledge.
Come on, sir.
I so know that I'm a man. If all of you began shouting, you are not a man. You are not a man. I will sit here and laugh till evening. That's how so sure I am a man. Yeah, it is a settled awareness. I don't need debates. I don't need discussions. I don't need validations. I need pats on the back. Or whether I was raised in the village or in the city, where I had an absent father or a present father, absent mother or present mother, it does not matter. When I came to God, I came to Father God. And he gave me everything that I was deficient of. Shout out, I have a father. And this father is a package. You get mother inside, sister inside, brother inside. So when you get Jesus, Jesus plus nothing equals everything God is and God has. So you don't need Jesus plus breaking of generational curses. That is demonic. How can Jesus save you with his life and then leave that work of deliverance? A crazy prophet. Let me tell you, if you find your prophecy by breaking curses, you are not a prophet. You are a puppet. You are an imposter. The work of salvation is finished, and no man was involved. Did he say, I am finished? I'm asking, did he say, tell us, yeah, I am finished. Nina, come continue. He said, tetelestai. It is. The deed is done. You don't hard on it. You don't reduce it. You can't increase it. It is complete. It is finished. So if you are not manifesting completeness, the problem is not a curse. Be thou trans. Be thou metamorpho. Greek word metamorpho. Be thou transformed by the renewing of your mind. If you are writing notes and this, oh, you people, we have to pray to come out from tents. I want you to pray that we come out of tents. This is sauna, kabalada, spa for free. Imagine anointing and the heat here. Ha! My God. Celebrakotias. My God. What had I said? Be that transformed by the renewal of your mind. And I was going to say something very metamorpho. I'm going to say something dangerous now. I want you to write it down. Until your mind is renewed, you cannot enjoy transformation. Even if your prophet prophesies till the cows come back from grazing. If I tell you something your mind, renewed mind, has never embraced, it becomes good news. And we are shouting over good news. Oh, we are taking over Ruach. My God. How we are the sons and the daughters of the Almighty God. This city is in for a treat. My God. When it's all sung and done, we will be the bosses in town. I come by the grace of God and declare that Walker is under our power. We are the ones in charge. My God. Tell your neighbor, can we just shut up and think? Can we do a candid analysis? Can we do a candid analysis of our speakings? Of all the receive all the receivings you have done, what have you actually received? Because until the mind receives it, wrong thinking equals wrong believing. If you have been taught wrong, you are going to think wrong and you are going to manifest according to your thinking. The Bible says, as a man thinketh in his heart, in your subconscious, I'm back there. Your subconscious mind is what orders your life. You are the conscious mind only receives and stores. So if you are receiving junk, junk in, junk out. There are people, yes, there are people I've met, very beautiful people. Beautiful. Stunning, beautiful. Drop, dead, down, gorgeous. Beautiful. But they don't believe they are beautiful. They are dealing with depression. I'm so ugly. They have to do a lot. And I'm not saying this, you don't, you not do makeup. They have to do makeup to catch up. Foundation one. Foundation two. Foundation three. Mascara. Eyeshadows. Eyelashes. Acrylics. Because if you don't believe what God has made you, despite what we tell you, you will never manifest it. Shout at someone seated next to you. Tell them, I'm beautiful. I'm wonderfully made. You don't need additions. You came sufficient. I say you came sufficient. You don't need a six pack. You need a heavy head pack. Oh God. My God. My God. A six pack with an empty head is just weight. You become matter. Matter is anything that occupies space and has weight. Tell your neighbor, I am not matter. I matter. Oh, you were thinking that, where that came from? It came from the east. We are not what? And I am done here. I am done here. Oh, glorious God. And the man thinketh where? So, in this kingdom, Nina, you don't get what you wish. You don't get what you desire. If you can't think it, you can't get it. If you can't think it, believe it. Because when you begin thinking it, you begin seeing it. And because you are seeing it, you cannot deny what you are seeing. You keep on speaking. And as you keep on speaking, according to Mark 11, 22 to 24, if thou shalt believe in your heart, believe in your heart, and confess with your mouth. No, if you believe in your heart and you don't doubt in your heart the things that you believe, you shall have whatsoever you say. But don't say it if you have never thought it. Because if your body takes you where your mind has never gone, your mind will remove you to where it is. Where the mind goes, the man follows. Grab someone from this locality. Drop them in America. And their mind is in Ruaka. Let me tell you, their mind has to do justice. According to the protocols of heaven, must bring that body to the experiences of the mind. That's why in my mind, I can't imagine myself begging. Begging. Do you know, I can't imagine Jesus. Let me ask you people, sit down. You're not sitting. Pasoka balaga. Nina, let me ask you. Do you imagine Jesus? Can you imagine Jesus? He's having a meeting with his disciples and his ministry is going bankrupt. It is impossible and cannot happen. If Jesus was married, Do you see Jesus quarreling with his wife? There is no peace in the house. Every morning he sleeps in the kitchen. And you say it's warfare. It is not warfare. It is foolishness. What you cannot imagine of Jesus, you are after the holder of Jesus. It must not be seen in your life. Oh, I'm declaring right now. I say what you cannot see in Jesus, it must not be seen in your life. Must not be seen in your business. Must not be seen in your family. What you cannot see in Jesus must not be seen in you. If be thou transformed. And please, Pentecostals, I don't want to beseech you. I want to rebuke you. Mind renewal does not mean brain removal. Tafadhali tufikirie. Jesus said, whoever wants to build a tower must first sit down. Counting the cost is not writing things. It's thinking. So that he can tell whether he will finish begin things thing and finish it. If you are going to war and you have 3,000 soldiers and the enemy has 100,000, you don't need prayer.
Yeah. It is obvious.
It is obvious unless there is a supernatural intervention. You have lost the war before beginning it. You don't pray. You don't spend time in the Word of God. You don't serve in the house of God. You are not engaged in authentic, godly relationships for fellowship. And you expect yourself to grow. It is not possible. This kingdom has no shortcuts. And please, when I'm saying prayer, I'm not saying this shouting for 5 hours. That's not prayer. Prayer is two-way. Where God is talking to you, and you talk to God. You talk to God, then the Son, you listen. Then God talks, you are taking notes. Then you God says, Son, talk. You talk, I respond. This one you are shouting for 5 hours. God is not your spanner boy. Sit there to listen to your noise. That is noise. That is being dippy. Dippy meaning dippy is a word that means being silly and nonsensical. Because it doesn't make sense to you. Because if your mind is not fruitful, because the Bible says, what is effective praying? Take what God has spoken, which you have been meditating, imbibing, internalizing, growling over, agar. The word meditations comes from a Hebrew word, agar, in Joshua 1:8. And this agar is to matter over, or actually growl. So if a lion wants to demarcate a space, it will growl. And everything in that environment has to come under its authority. So you need to get a scripture. Stay on it. Then you begin to hear the lion in you rising. Stay on it. As you stay, you begin to growl. You begin to agar. Then while you are talking, you are taking the word of God, meditated under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, and taking it back to God. So when you speak, he can understand. He say, yes, that is what I said. That is, you are in order. That is what I said. If there is no word attached to your need, God is not obligated to supply. Shut my mind. Shut my responsibility. Hear this. So I drop this microphone. The renewed mind. This is not something we can finish in a surface. A renewed mind thinks like God. Whatsoever things are true. Philippians chapter 4 verse 8. Whatsoever are noble. Things of good report. Are you seeing things to think about? That computer, we rebuke it. Whatsoever things So, if you are not thinking about these things, things that are noble, great, glorious, or praiseworthy, if you are not think, if your mind is not filled with the things of the Spirit, you cannot produce after the order of the Spirit. Because you, what you produce, you cannot produce if you have not begotten an order of the Spirit. So if you are not eating on the Word, eating the Word, eating the Word, feeding on the Word, your mind must be full of the Word. Then when they say there is recession in Kenya, you laugh. You say there shall be a Goshen. When men say there is a casting down, do you wish it? But you know why we are not saying it? Because you can't say it if it is not in your heart. I was driving the other day in Kilimani. See the building coming up. 1 billion. 1 billion. 1 billion. On every side. But in the church, recession. Father, the word of the wicked. My friend, if the wicked are working and we are lazing around, God is not a joker. He cannot rob from an hard worker. Give the wealth to a player, to an irresponsible, ignorant prayer machine. God is not a jack show host. God is not a jack show host with religious prizes for religious contestants. God does not run a lottery. He said, I will bless the work. So where is the work? Where is the work? But whatever is too big for your mind and your mouth to say, your hands cannot work it. That's why I am not, I hear people say, need a full-time ministry. Full-time. Full-time ministry. Kapala fathers. What I am giving you, I have been laboring in the world. The Bible says, give double honor to them that do what? Who labor. Hey. We are not street preachers. We are not looking for where to shine. We have an assignment and we are committed to it. Our feet are planted. We are not looking for power, not fame, not popularity, not money. All platforms. You don't pastor effectively by traveling extensively. Kapalala. You are a good and effective pastor by laboring in the word for the people you are called to shepherd. You travail in birth until Christ is formed in them. They come to the church and they have an issue. You don't give them quick fixes and shortcuts. You tell them, sister, I know there's an issue. God has a way out of your predicament. Locate that corner. I am on that corner. Because if you can't pray about your issue, don't bring it to me. By the way, who is under pressure? Okay, these people don't like me. At the back, who is under pressure? So who should take more responsibility? So an effective pastor must push you to the place of interacting, communing with your father. Then when he speaks to you, you can resonate. You can witness. It becomes your voice of witness. That God is talking. Like I'm talking right now, and through spiritual intelligence, which is a function of the wisdom of God, according to Ephesians, that the multifaceted wisdom of God, 3:10, can be made manifest through the church. I heard God tell me when I was coming to this altar that what got you in, God has called you out. But what took you in will not follow you out. Can I give you a simple language? The cycle is over. It is fear took you in. When God calls you out, fear does not follow you out. What, where you entered by foolishness and God summoned you out by divine revelation, foolishness remains behind. When I was a child, spoke like a child, thought like a child. When I became a man, I put. You don't pray away childish things. You put them away. Put them. This shit, you put them away. Don't tell pastor to pray. So I am, as I'm talking right now, some of you, God is telling you what to do. What you need to eliminate. What you need to disengage from. Where you need to run away from. There are people God is talking to you right now. You don't need prayer to leave them. Is you just put aside. Because there are some warfares you don't pray out. You grow over. You just grow up. Just over, just outgrow the warfare. If you can't fight in your village, you can't fight in the city. So there are some battles you do what? How do you know, Nina, levels have changed in your spiritual walk? Even warfare changes. We can't be casting the same devils. And let me ask you, Pastor Stan, and I say this word you respect. Every one of you are seated here is indwelt by the Holy Spirit. Shout the Holy Spirit. You are inside me now. And you have given me the mind of Christ. The mind of Christ does not think like God. The mind of God thinks the thoughts of God. Wow. Then you don't think like God. You think the thoughts of God. So can God think lack? As God is thinking, what am I going to do? Hey. A pastor is preaching like this and someone is thinking, what are we going to eat? Hey. And worship is ending. Now they want to they play keyboard like this. And I say, hey. At that house we left, the fridge was whistling. Hey. Those are not the thoughts of a child of God. You have the mind of Christ. You don't grow the mind of Christ. You discover it. Because it is in you by the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. Shout, I have the mind of Christ. What I need is a discovery that I can think, oh Jesus, Father, help my life. 1 Corinthians 2, where we were saying verse 9, it is Paul interacting with Isaiah. Isaiah says, no eye has seen, no ear has heard, the things that God has prepared for those who love him. Then Paul akakwambia, you are living in the old order. Welcome to this, our side, Isaiah. But we are, all these things have been revealed to us. So we know. We know what he has not heard, what eye has not seen, what has not entered the hearts of men. As we know, because they have been revealed to us. And you are here claiming the blessings of Abraham. Jesus comes and said, before Abraham, I am. Jesus has never professed the blessings of Abraham. Just pick up my coffee. Nindini naua. That's why we are not here after the order of Abraham. We are here after the order of Christ. And Christ thinks the thoughts of God. Jesus cannot be cursed. Who cursed God, your father? Cursed Jesus, your elder brother, to curse you. My life has been hid in Christ. And Christ is hid in God. Why teach me stuff that I have to keep on this cycle of pain and defeat and misery and confusion? That everything I imagine weakness. I'm being followed. I will be defeated. They will destroy us. If I don't fast 40 days, two times a year, I am gone. I am finished. God needs my works to retain what he gave me. You know, God is so weak. When what he gave me, he can't retain it. If I don't generate enough firepower, this thing will leave me. I'll be less saved because I have not fasted. If you fast to keep salvation, you are not fasting. You are in a religious affair. Because the Bible says, and God is able to keep us from falling. To him that is able to keep you. Let me tell you, I have thought it, I have meditated upon it, I have believed it. Heaven is a place I will pass. It will be the retreat. We are going on an honeymoon with Jesus. When he comes for me, then we are going to come back and reign on the earth. So that heaven is not my goal. See the way I'm sweating like this. You will pay. Let me ask you, Stan, and I should do this here because I want to give you the microphone. You have been married for a few years.
Yes, sir.
Right?
Yes, sir. Few years is a good way to say
it. Why is it that you are not already, you did not stay in your honeymoon destination?
It was a possible. Why?
No, when man bazu. Bona huko kaa huko. Huh? 20 years later, you left. Maybe you have not even gone back to your animal destination because heaven is not our residence. The earth, the heavens belong to the Lord, but the earth has he given to the sons of men. Heaven has one king. His name is Jehovah. Two kings cannot reign in the same kingdom. So if you are tired of Ruaka, you are not ready for dominion. You are tired of Kenya. You are not ready for apostolic work. Because our dominion will not be felt in heaven. Our dominion must be felt on the earth. And that's why creation is groaning for our manifestation. But we have to wear our kingdom mindset on. We have to see it and call it the way he calls it. Then we deploy ourselves accordingly. This is the day this is the way bleeding stops in your business.
Amen.
Because you are going to step into that boardroom. Amen. Before everybody has come in. Yes. And you close your eyes and you say, Lord, I switch on the mind of Christ.
Amen.
I switch on divine intelligence. I switch on spiritual intelligence.
Amen.
I know I have been taught IQ. That is That is what? Intelligent quotient. I've been taught EQ, emotional quotient. I've been taught in the leadership spaces, motivational speaking.
Yes, sir.
Adaptability quotient. But today we are being taught by the Spirit, SQ, spiritual intelligent quotient. You step into that office and you just close your eyes and say, Holy Spirit, let us go to work. And immediately you know what to do. You know, switch this here. Move this here. Remove this person from this space. Take them to this space. You need to do some adjustment to mitigate the gap. And this will be the result. By inspiration. And there, everything breaks loose. How can we be daughters and sons of the all-wise God, but be full-time fools? I refuse. Tell them I refuse. My Father is the all-wise God, the all-knowing God. That tells you I can know everything. I came to announce at Rivers, you can know everything.
Amen.
I say you can know everything. You can know everything. When to do business, where to do business, who to do business with, and what business. You can know everything. You can know who to marry. And you can see who is trying to bury you. You can tell. By divine intelligence. How can you be wasting your destiny doing guesswork? Paradivenger. Paradivenger. Maybe you knew you too. How? This kingdom does not sponsor guesswork. You either know it or not. He said, if your eye is full of light, if your eye is single, your body will be full of light. There are no guessworks. He said, you shall hear a voice behind you. Hey! Yay! Not ways. Say, guess what? That season is over. I put your hand on your head. I'm activating. I activate divine intelligence. That you have the mind of Christ. And you have the responsibility to renew your mind after the order of regeneration. To begin to think like Jesus. So that the thoughts of God can become your thoughts. You can't think fear. You can't think lack. You can't think oppression. You can't think domination. You can't think you are being overthrown. You are being overruled. By who? Shout, I have the mind of Christ. Because I always, by divine intelligence, know what to do, when to do it, how to do it, who to do it with, and even why to do it. Jacob has never gone to school, sir. By divine intelligence. By divine intelligence. And the guy was a con man, eh? The name Jacob means con man, bad boy, trickster, schemer. Hey, that guy began fighting from the mother's womb. But he's a planter. He told Laban. Laban came and was laughing. Hey, Jacob, I love you. You know, I know God has blessed me because of you. He knew by divination. So don't be enticed by familiar spirits because they know your history. Because life is lived forward but understood backwards. So Satan has backward information. But forward information is left to us by the Spirit of God. Right now as I'm speaking, can't read your thoughts until you open your mouth and sell yourself. He tells Laban, don't worry about it. Don't even pay me. I will pay myself. I will show you how we do this thing. And he say, Holy Ghost? Hey, Holy Ghost, the Holy One of Jacob. Come on, let's do this. He said, Laban, whatever is speck or spotted among your animals is mine. And then they said a prayer, I'm paraphrasing. Follow Pastor Thaddeus' interpretation. And they left the meeting, right? And he went where the animals were drinking. Because he understands by spiritual intelligence, he understands that animals mate at feeding and drinking points. Aye. So he took some sticks, spotted and speckled, and threw them at where the animals were drinking water. Because animals mate where they drink or where they are feeding. So when an animal is drinking water, the face of the animal sees the reflection. The face is reflected in the water. And what does the animal see? It sees speckled and spotted. And you always conceive after what you're looking at. As we behold in a mirror, the glory of the Lord. We are transformed. We are metamorphosed in the same image. From glory to glory by what? Am I in the Bible? We conceive of, when you keep on constantly looking at God, you end up becoming like Him. When you keep on constantly looking at the Word of God, what the Word says, you begin to conform your mind to it, and it's just a matter of time. What you are seeing from the mirror of the Word, you end up becoming it. It defines your experience. Ask your neighbor, what are you looking at? So all of a sudden, all the animals were spotted. And the Bible says, it's in your Bible, and Jacob spoiled Laban, supplanted him by divine intelligence. Some of you, God will give you a very funny idea. Just a funny idea. You go sell it to one investor, and before you know they have bought it, then you come to your city, Nairobi, where everybody is running away from, and sell the funny idea. And all of a sudden, everybody buys the idea. And all of a sudden, money leaves the hands of these sheikhs from the Middle East to your business. And before you know, you become a conglomerate. You become a business mogul. Funny idea.
but you engage spiritual intelligence. Worship team, I speak this by the inspiration of God. The music that must hit the church must change the economics of the church. If one guy will sing a funny song in Latin, funny song, I wouldn't want to say here because it has 7.6 billion. I will not tell you. Go Google. Church people. 7.6 billion views. Those people, if they have to show up in a concert in LA, they don't need to call anybody. The one who wants to be them to be in LA has to send a private jet, Gulfstream 8750. My God. With the cabin crew. My God. And with everything they need. Let me tell you, that is the world. And the Bible says we have the Spirit of God to know the things that have been freely given us by God. Why are we collecting little, mediocre, mundane things that we can be shouting over vids? I bought a vids. Shut up. Shut up. Don't shout. Don't even shout you bought a plot. People are buying estates. And this is not in the news. There are some people that are so crazy wealth. They are negotiating to buy Maldives. If it can be sold, they will buy it. But you see why? They have thought it. They can buy it. I decree by God, because of the Jesus in the inside of you, your days of smallness are over. If people are looking for who to pity, you are not available. Yes, I'm not available. But if people are looking for who to envy, shout here, I'm available.
Thank you for sticking into the end. We hope you are blessed by this message. Follow us for more of these messages when new episodes drop, and make sure to rate us so that more people can find out about us. Bye-bye.